Thank you for calling Crafts CVO Membership. My name is Abraxas. Now, please have your last name and zip code.
Yes, my last name is Marini. Zip code is 29466.
Okay, spell your last name for me.
Morini.
One second. Okay, couldn't find anything with your last name and zip code. Have your email address?
Well, let me explain. I've been a Cressy member for years. Mm-hmm. In January, I decided to cancel my membership, and I called in. They refunded me my membership that I was charged, and then they charged me again. So rather than call in and wait on hold again, I figured, well, let me just continue it. Then since then, subsequent to that, I've gotten emails offering like half price premium memberships. And it was kind of annoying because I figured I could have waited and then gotten a half price membership if I had called in. But at any rate, I went in today to try to log on to look at something, and it looks like I have no membership at all. So even though I've been charged for it, I have nothing.
Okay. Do you have the email that was associated with your Crafty account?
An email?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean an email associated with my Crafty account?
Okay, you had to have an email to sign up for Crafty. So do you have an email so I can try to look up your account?
My account just automatically renewed.
Okay. I need your email so I can pull up your account. I can't pull up anything with your last name and zip code.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
epmorini@gmail.com.
Okay. Could you repeat that? Because I lost some letters.
E, P, M as in Mary, O, R, I, N, I.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
A moment. Okay, and verify your first and last name and address for me, please.
Eileen Marini, 3459 Claremont Street, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
Okay, thank you for verifying that information. Now, I do see that your premium membership was canceled and we refunded you.
Then they charged me again. On 1/4, they charged me. On 1/5, they charged me. And on 1/6, I received a credit.
Hey, you can send that over to our email address, and we'll take a look. The only thing that I see that we charged on 1/4, $87.19, we refunded you on 1/6 for $87.19.
What would you like me to send over? All I have is my statement from my charge account.
Could you take a screenshot of that charge where we came back and charged you? And you only got one refund?
You have no record of being charging me again?
No, I have no record of us charging you twice. Only thing that I see one time, and we refunded you that amount.
And what do I do with this screenshot?
Yes, you can block out all of your account information, but just put, just show us the charges that we charged you twice.
And who do I send it to?
Okay, let me give you our email address. It's Crafty.
Uh-huh.
at program.
Mm-hmm.
Dash director.
Mm-hmm.
.net? Yes.
Okay. Do I need to include anything else?
No, ma'am. Just send it over and we'll look at that charge. And if we charge you those two times, we'll refund you for it, okay?
All right. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling Crafty VM Membership. Have a great day. Bye bye.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a call come in and I was trying to catch it.
Okay. All right. You have a great day and thank you for calling Crafty. Thank you.